Many familiar names there at the start of the war in 1939 were not there at the finish. Gone were Wendell Willkie, Alfred E. Smith, Louis Brandeis, and George Washington Carver. James Joyce, Virginia Woolf, and F. Scott Fitzgerald. John Barrymore, Fats Waller, Lorenz Hart, and Glenn Miller.
And speaking of Miller, we're proud to say that GM has joined the Army. And since he has to report for duty soon, tonight and tomorrow will be the wind-up of Glenn's Moonlight Serenade.
Starting next week, in our regular spot, the nation's number one trumpeter, Harry James, and his wonderful band will be playing for all you listeners.
September 1942.
Harry, naturally, we're very reluctant to give up our Moonlight Serenade. But since I got a date with Uncle Sam coming up, I can sincerely say I'd rather have you take over our regular Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday spot than anyone I know. So, next Tuesday, get to work, mister.
Well, Captain Miller, coming from you, that's an order. But seriously, Glenn, I'm sure everyone agrees with me that you're doing a mighty fine thing in joining the Army.
Thank you very much, Harry. That's quality. You know, folks, it makes me feel a little sad to leave Marion, Tex, Skip, the Modern Airs, this wonderful gang of boys in the band, and all our friends listening. But there's a lot of swell guys in the outfit I'm going in, and maybe all of us can get together again after this thing is over. In the meantime, I'll see you all in the Army, and we'll say goodbye in the best way we know how.
Two years later, while flying from London to Paris to make arrangements for his band to play, Major Glenn Miller's airplane vanished over the English Channel.